Time this morning to catch up with Kim Valenti from Valenti Lawyers. Morning.
Good morning, Troy. How are you?
I'm not going too badly. Yourself?
Very well, thank you. Very well indeed.
Mate, I wanted to speak this morning about director's identification. Can you give us a bit of a background on this?
Yes, I can. Recently, probably earlier this year, I think, the Australian Securities and Investment Commission, ASIC, decided that it wanted to ensure that every director of an Australian company and any foreign registered company is given an identification number. Now, the purpose for that is not perhaps clear, but certainly one of the purposes of it is to ensure that ASIC can keep an accurate record on the travels and history of various directors of various companies. And there was a bit of a kerfuffle a number of years back with companies that would go into liquidation. The directors would then close everything up, and I think they're called Phoenix companies.
Okay.
And then they'd go off and set up another company. And under the legislation, the Corporations Act, if a director is a director of a company which goes into liquidation and then is the director of another company that goes into liquidation, they are banned from becoming directors of the company for 5 years, I think.
Oh, right.
So I think ASIC probably is finding that there are too many occasions when they just can't track what directors are doing and their directorial history. So I believe this process is being implemented in order to protect the community a bit more than is currently the case.
So in that way, do directors have an obligation to register here then, Kim?
Yeah, they do, mate. Okay. They do. Now, in broad terms, the younger you are as a director, that is in terms of how many years you've been a director or how long ago you became a director, the shorter the time frame. For instance, a mature director such as myself, who became a director of a company first pop in about 1980, has until the 30th of November of this year to register. And I know that people who have been registered, who first became directors in earlier, more recent times, they had different time frames. And the way to find that out is to go onto the Australian Business Register's website, type in director's identification, and all the details are there. Very straightforward. Now, if you don't feel you can get it done by that certain time that's nominated in those particular sections of the website, then I believe there is provision to make application to the registry to ASIC to ask for an extension of time. So they're taking a reasonably common sense approach. They're not going to be too harsh about it. They've given directors a very long time in which to take care of it. But if there's more time needed, so be it. You've just got to make application. But if you don't register, then I think what will happen is, in my estimation, firstly, you'll get a bit of a follow-up call from ASIC saying, look, you should have registered yourself as a director on such and such a day. You haven't. We'll give you another 28 days. And most people will then fill in that space and register by then. But then if you fail to then register after they've given you that warning, then I think they may undertake some prosecution proceedings where there might be penalties imposed under the Corporations Act for breach of that obligation. And then if you still are being naughty, they probably will have the power to apply to remove you from your directorial positions, which is certainly not something that anyone would really want.
No.
In essence, I'm raising it this morning to bring to your listeners' attention, who are directors of companies, to do what they have to do within the time frame in order to ensure that they can still continue on as directors of the companies of which they are directors now without any hiccup and in a seamless manner. All right. So I thought I'd just take the opportunity this morning to just disclose all that information to your listeners and see if I can help them out that way.
Yeah, for sure. So if people are wanting to know more, can they get in contact with you there today there, Kim?
Sure, if they need to. Most certainly. My mobile number is 0411-889-049. And in addition to that, if they go into the Australian Business Register Services, the ABRS, I think it's called, which is a federal government website, they'll be able to find all of the detail. But certainly they're more than welcome to ring me if they have some difficulty.
Go ahead and do that. How are things at Valenti Lawyers going, mate?
Very well and rather busy. Rather busy, but the implications of COVID still exists, people moving on, people coming on, finding replacements for people who move on. A challenging experience, I think, in business generally, Troy. Okay. And we need to, I suppose, buckle down and do the best we can within the circumstances.
Yeah, that's all we can do these days, really, mate, isn't it? Yeah,
I agree. Absolutely. I agree with that, yes.
Yep. All right. Well, nice to chat with you. Good luck with that and hopefully get some phone calls and we'll chat with you again in the next couple of weeks, mate.
couple of weeks. Thank you very much, Troy.
Yeah, there he is, Kim Valenti from Valenti Lawyers. If you are wanting to know more with the team there today, check out the website, valentilawyers.com.au, or give them a buzz, 9224622. It's Rural Focus for your Thursday, right here at Triple M.